Okay, okay. That's enough. Oh no. Hey Queen, it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Very nice to be here.
God.
If you didn't know, the DJ's in a different studio than he usually is. Usually I'm in Studio A.
Studio A.
Bring you down, DJ Spanish Fly. Just relax. Yeah, in a different studio in anticipation of the upcoming WFMU Marathon, which is in, probably should have written this down. I think it's not this week, not the week after, but the following week. In March, beginning of March. And as if the marathon wasn't stressful enough, they make us move into Studio B, which is narrow. It's a more, it's very much more narrow, as the old saying goes, and claustrophobic. It's not conducive to the way that Bucci DJs, which is feet kicked back on the table, arms behind my head, blowing soap bubbles. AKA words. This studio, I tell you, this studio is as narrow as the space between my thumb and forefinger when someone asks me how much ecstasy I want to do that night. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Climbing the walls like Alex friggin' Honnold over here.
Bucci.
The, what is it, the free solo guy? Guy climbs up things with no ropes. Sure, that guy can free solo Taipei 101. But can he free solo a call with Franco? I seriously doubt that. He'd be like, give me the rope! Give me the rope! This is the wall, right? Right there. It's my back to the wall. Usually it's figurative. Now it's literal and figurative. Go down more. Also, Cremo, if this couldn't get any worse, Cremo Coil left the remains of his peanut brittle all over the floor. Every show he goes through a chunk of peanut brittle the size of a Jenny McCarthy poster. But this way, yeah, he left a lot in here. And looks, by the look of it, a lot of it is teeth, too. It looks like that brittle got the best of him this week. And it tore out a couple of incisors.
Sizes.
Really like that reverb. Just drink a little bit of this. I call it a mock mocktail. Crack that open. Oh, mocktail. Oh man, Bucci. Language is your tool.
Bucci. Adage.
Very quiet. I almost didn't do a Bucci today. I almost called out last second. Because I've been like head down, head to the grindstone, really busy on a project that I've been working on in the last week or so. I didn't want to get distracted. So I'll tell you, it's, I'd like to announce, it's the slowest drum roll, that I'm writing a novel. Bucci is writing a novel. I'm really excited about it. I've never written a novel. I've never had the, because I'm always, you know, always doing Bucci. And I've never gone outside of that to other realms of artistic expression. And so now I'm doing it. And so what is it? What is it? Bucci, what is it about? What is what about? The novel that you mentioned 2 seconds ago. Well, it's about a DJ. Who moves to England to make sure people subscribe to his podcast. Takes place in the late 1800s. England. The East End of London, specifically. So a lot of it takes place in that area. People who co-produce documentaries with Bucci knows that he always strives for that verisimilitude, you know? So I've been trying to get all the details right, doing a ton of research. So because it's in the East End, there's a lot of working class types there. Why am I laughing? So because of that, you know, they have their own way of speaking rather than the Queen or whatever. So there's a lot of what is called Cockney rhyming slang in the text to give it that working class glaze. Boy. Anyone who doesn't know what Cockney rhyming slang is, how do I explain it? It is something, it's something that criminals and fruit mongers and the like came up with in the Victorian times to hide all the schemes that they were planning from the cops. You know, they were the cops, as they call them, the Brits call them cops. They would be walking by and there'd be, the criminals would be talking amongst each other and they wouldn't understand a word of it. So what you do, how you use it and how you create it is you take a word and replace it with another word that rhymes with it. So example would be apples and pears would mean stairs. Fluffy bunny would mean money. Bottle and stopper, that would be copper. Butcher's hook, look. Baked beans, queen. Dog and bone, phone. Mince pies, eyes. And so on and so on. There's a lot of them. And so, like, just to give you, so if a little Cockney fella were to come up to you and tug on your sleeve and say, hey, golf, I'm not going to do the accent. He said, hey, man, I just climbed the apples and pears and took a butcher's with my pies at the baked beans bottle and stopper kettle. Bet it's worth a lot of fluffy. Get my bank on the bone. I'm going to withdraw £100 from my sperm count. And so that would mean, translating, that would be, I climbed the stairs and took a look with my eyes at the Queen's copper kettle. Bet that's worth a lot of money. Get my bank on the phone. I'm going to withdraw £100 from my sperm count. So that's the way it would go. That's the kind of an idea of what Cockney rhyming slang works. It is really helping the novel because the slang, in addition to the verisimilitude, it also inflates the... because the slang tends to be longer than the word it is rhyming with, it inflates the word count. And my publisher, Steve, said I need 10,000 words for it to be worth it for him to print it. And he also said a lot of the time authors have to pay to get their books published. So I want to make it sure that I fill out that count. So it's killing birds with stones like a psycho. But as I've been writing this thing, I have realized, make sure I'm not too close to the mic because this mic is super sensitive. I've realized that people have been using the same old slang since Queen Victoria was in short trousers. You know, it's just the same stuff. Though I do believe they did at some point in the last 10 years or so change bruise, the word bruise, to Tom Cruise. So I got a Tom on my, I'm not going to tell you where I got the Tom. But that was, I think, because of Brexit. I think that's new. And they do, like I said, a Tom, they abbreviate even more. So they, instead of saying Tom Cruise, they say a Tom. So what I want to do is I kind of want to get some new terms. And I certainly refuse to do that on my own. I'm not going to, what are you, crazy? I'm not going to invent all these words on myself. I'm, you know, I got enough on my mind.
Oh.
That's not what I have in my mind. So I come to you, and I'm talking to you, right there, you. My hive mind, my beautiful hive mind, to help me out. So what I want to do this hour is invent some new Cockney rhyming slang. And in honor of me thinking of this idea, we're going to call it Bucci Rhyming Colloquialisms.
Bucci Rhyming Colloquialism.
Yeah, because we're not going to call it slang because slang isn't allowed on the radio anymore. So we need new Bucci Rhyming Colloquialisms.
Bucci Rhyming Colloquialism.
So what's the new hip way, the modern way of saying butter? Calcutta butter, flour cutter, the F word, that'd be a rhyme with butter. So anyway, I just call in with the word that you want and the accompanying slang.
Colloquialism.
But you know Bucci. He always likes to push the boat out, so I would also like to get some words that are not nouns or verbs or... I'd like to get some conjunctions, and, or, but, because, some indefinite articles like a, an, some definite articles, like the. I think actually the is the only definite article. No. Ironically, I'm not definite about the being the only definite article. Oh, and they said I was a bad fit for Wait, Don't Tell Me. They don't know what they missing. So, for example, the Bucci rhyming colloquialisms could be, for the could be, burka, blue burka. So I went to the blue burka stop and lollipop for some stairs, which means I went to the stop and shop for some apples and pears. It's easy, simple, right? So come on, y'all. Let's get some new slangs going. I know you guys are and ladies are leaning against the brick wall, slanging it up. Do it on Bucci's dime. That's after the break. So now let's listen to the most Cockney artist I know, even though I think he's from Birmingham. It's The Streets off of his debut album, Original Pirate Material. It's the same old thing on WFMU.
Yeah. Street level. Oi.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci rhyming slang.
Bucci rhyming colloquialisms.
Bucci rhyming colloquialisms.
So call in with your response now. 201-536-9368. New number, 201-536-9368. One more time, 201-536-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now back to the music.
At street level. Same old thing every day. That's it.
Just play and we play in different ways. Oi.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Hey, it's Bucci. What's up, y'all? Bucci. Go down. All right, we're back. Tonight we're coming up with new Cockney rhyming slang. New Cockney rhyming slang.
Bucci.
Rhyming colloquialisms. Bucci's writing a novel that takes place in the East End of London, and he needs some new slang to make it real hard to decipher, like it was... like an Irving Welsh novel or that Kerouac book, Dr. Sax. I really read about 2 paragraphs of that, and I said, enough. Enough.
Enough.
Enough.
Enough.
Just write straightforwardly and use more than one piece of paper. That's what I will always, if I were a little fly in Jack Kerouac's ear, I would say, just take out the page and put a new page into the typewriter. How many times can that, you know, how much time is that saving? Anyway. Also, and this is probably going to totally affect this show, but there is a new number. Because we're in a different studio, it is 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. That's probably not going to cause any issues, and we'll definitely have a whole flood of calls. And maybe if maybe I'll read a little bit from the beginning of this novel that I'm writing. Title to be determined. Basically, I would say
Bucci.
It may be called that. So Bucci, a Cockney rhyming slang again. You know, we have apples and pears and stairs and bottle and squeak, peak, and so on. But I want some new ones. So, like, for an example, if I wanted to create a slang for British character actor Pete Postlethwaite, which I do want to do, I may come up with, I got to write this down. Let's see, what would I do? Pete Postlethwaite, clean and neat coastal states. Yeah. So it would be like, hey, I really like clean and neat coastal states in that movie, The Constant Gardener. That's kind of what we're doing here. 201-536-9368. We're going to listen to the entirety of original pirate material. Instead of having a proper show if nobody calls. So this is something, this slang was used to mostly criminals, and then it has kind of seeped into the culture, and it kind of, there are still, it's still in certain words today, though I don't know what those words are. One that I came up with is like arson, the word arson. That could be Brie Larson. So, my condo association has initiated legal action against me to collect my overdue fees, but that's not anything a little Brie Larson can't fix. What is your, what are your suggestions? I'm gonna find out right friggin' now. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Jeff, and I've got some Cockney... Hey, that was Jeff. Inspired by an episode of T.J. Hooker.
Oh, okay, T.J. Hooker. Are you a big T.J.? He got his hook in you?
Yeah, I've been trying to pitch this reboot where he's actually Cockney, so this is like perfectly fitting in with that.
Okay.
So, in the first part is he's training some new recruits at the police academy, and then afterwards he takes them to the pub.
Yeah.
So that would be. He's training the nippers at the creamy and then goes out to the rub-a-dub.
Nippers at the creamy.
Those are the young recruits.
Nippers. Well, wait, what's the slang, though? Nippers rhyming with what? Are you there?
The rhyming is sort of like subjective, isn't it?
Yes, of course. We could do slant rhymes and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely. So nippers meaning, what's again, the recruits?
The recruits are nippers.
And then what's creamy again? Again, let's just be careful with the FCC. We can't, like...
Oh, yeah, no, creamy's the police academy. There's nothing wrong there.
All right, police academy. So creamy academy, I guess so. And what was the last one?
See, the pub is the rub-a-dub.
Yes, that makes sense.
After they graduate from the creamy, he takes them to the pub,
yeah.
Which is the rhyme there, the rub-a-dub.
Rub-a-dub. So you could, or you could call it the rub, like...
Yeah.
There's
the
rub. There's the pub. Yep. Or the dub. Yep. Okay. So, nippers creamy in the pub. That's great. I love that. Well, I like it. How many episodes into T.J. Hooker? We don't have any calls, so I'm going to ask you about T.J. Hooker a lot of questions. What episode are you watching now? The one where he slides over the top of the cop car?
Yep, I like that one a lot. And he definitely, he's going after criminals. That's the one that I've been watching most recently.
And then he has that partner who's like the sex maniac, right?
Oh, man, that's the best part.
And Heather Locklear, right? A very young Heather Locklear is in T.J. Hooker. I can't believe that's, we're talking about T.J. Hooker.
I mean, without Heather Locklear, there is no T.J. Hooker.
Mm, yep. Okay, so nippers, creamy, pub. What's that sentence again?
So he's going to he takes the nippers to the creamy after he takes the nippers after graduating from the creamy to the rub-a-dub.
Makes perfect sense. All right, Jeff, thanks, man. You got us started. And most likely ended. All right. That's very good, I guess. I wish I could have had a little bit more rhymes going on there, though. You know what I'm saying? The rub-a-dub pub works very well, but everything else that Jeff said works poorly. So, for example, another example would be like leg. Oh, my leg hurts because of deep vein thrombosis. Well, I would say, my Daniel Craig hurts because of deep vein thrombosis, or just my Daniel. Doc, look at me, Daniel. The veins are coming out like the worms in Dune. Or a time, like, oh, what time is it? You could say that could be Amazon Prime. What's the Amazon Prime? Stuff like that. Rust, Elon Musk. This Tesla truck has Elon Musk all over it after one snowstorm. Ridiculous. Also, my Bucci bumper stickers keep sliding off of it because of its stainless steel body. And that is a Bucci adage.
Bucci.
Caller, you got Shabooch.
Hi, it's Brian from Hoboken.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good.
What do you got or have for me?
I was listening to the radio, and I heard a sushi cabbage.
Sushi cabbage. Okay, what does that stand for?
It was on the radio, and I heard a sushi cabbage.
All right, what does sushi cabbage stand for? What is that slang for?
Bucci adage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
man.
Bucci adage. How did you not know?
That is Bucci. A Bucci adage. A sushi cabbage is a Bucci adage. I'm going to use that from now on. I'm going to talk to my uncle to get a new drop, and it's going to say sushi.
I don't know how you get it in the book, but
well, the book is a lot. I will reference my own show, and it's kind of a time travel thing a little bit. So I've kind of gone back, but I've kept my tablet so I can still access all my drops, and it's very similar. There's a lot of modernness in the book, so I think I will be able to.
Sounds brilliant.
It is. All right. Thank you. What's your name again?
Brian.
Okay, and that is a Brian.
Adage.
All right, bye. You know that phrase, blowing a raspberry? You know, like oh, that when Shea Gilgis Alexander did another one of his famous foul baiting, I really blew a raspberry at him because I did not like that. So that is Cockney rhyming slang for raspberry tart. And what it rhymes with is the word that comes to your mind when you hear this sound. Isn't that interesting?
Trust.
It's still in our in the zeitgeist. And it's even come across to the United States. Though I think Donald Trump's trying to kick it out. I really got to get on Wait, Don't Tell Me. Move over, Paula Poundstone.
Bucci.
Speaking of basketball, Cockney rhyming slang for the New York Knicks could be Netflix. So I'm watching Netflix. That would mean I'm watching the Knicks. Or vice versa, I guess. I'm watching the Knicks. That could mean I'm watching Netflix. What's Cockney rhyming slang for the Beatles? The is Blue Burka. So Blue Burka Meatless. That would be the Beatles. We have a new number. I could hear everybody calling the other number. It's the new number is 201 536-93-6-8. Oh, there's someone on the bone phone. Call you, you got your booch.
Hey, Boochie.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good. Well, do you have any Cockney rhyming slam for the modern generation, Franco? I would hope so.
I'm only going to say this because it just popped into my head. And if I waited any longer, it might disappear forever.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Let's give it a try.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
I scratched my knuckle on a soft gray cloud.
I scratched?
You finish it, right?
Scratch my knuckle on a soft gray cloud. Is that what you said? Gray.
Yeah.
Cloud. All right. What is soft? And knuckle isn't the rhyming slang, right? It's soft gray cloud. Gray cloud. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Soft gray cloud. So maybe I wasn't clear. I'm not guessing what this slang means. I will never be able to guess because your imagination is so imaginative. What is soft gray cloud?
That's kind of redundant.
Stand for?
Okay. Well, should I fill in the blank?
Colloquialism.
Colloquialism. Yes, please.
Because when I fight...
Yes?
No.
What is going on?
I've already lost it.
Soft clay crowd could
this
mean...
This is hard.
You know, shroud. I
Things
ripped that...
Proud.
Right.
It was going to be about losing.
How about this, Franco? I ripped that soft gray cloud right off of Jesus.
Okay.
See? It's good, right?
Yeah, that's very good.
I know. All right.
I mean, it's all like most of the time us...
oh, thank you.
Us older crowd, when we hear some of the
or
things,
soft clay
young
crowd.
People use this code language.
Yes.
You think to yourself, that is just the biggest pile of nothing I ever heard.
Yes.
However... It's not for us to decide.
And also the slang that you grew up with, you know, 23 Skidoo and where's the action, Jackson, and whatnot. You know, that was our slang.
23 Skidoo?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or something about the Jackie Gleason with the basketball. I don't know.
Okay. He's good in the paint, that Jackie Gleason. All right. Thanks, yeah. Franco. Nice to hear from you, of course.
Bye now.
All right, bye now. Caller Igabuchi.
Booch.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Wilson in South Orange.
Hey, Wilson, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Do you have any new Cockney rhyming slang
Boochie
for us?
Rhyming.
Boochie
no,
rhyming
colloquialisms. I want to get there with you, but I also want to diagnose what's going on and say I think we're missing something. And you brought it up when you mentioned raspberry.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
There's a level or two of separation in real Cockney rhyming slang where it takes more than just
brain
work. Raspberry has evolved from that word that you mentioned that rhymes with that sound. So I think you can't merely rhyme.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't say I'm going to the math doom. Oh, good, math doom. I know what it has to be more like I hate calculus.
But what about, like it's a pure rhyme? Like what about the whistle and bone, meaning phone, right? Bone, phone, those don't rhyme.
No, the skeleton. You need to get further. I think
this is a disaster.
Just based on raspberry and my understanding of Cockney rhyming slang, you've got to go a few levels deeper than that.
Okay, Wilson, what is... give me an example of that and make it super original.
Well, you're gonna hate me, and you can also just hang up anytime you want. As you
well,
know,
you're
you
my
booch,
only call,
but,
so I'm not going to do that.
But first, slang also requires... It needs to be coded for some reason. So
I
what's
will.
A word that
I
needs
will.
Slang right now?
Okay. What? I don't know. What? Tell me.
I don't know. How about... I don't want to get political. What about ice?
Okay. So...
Plan for that.
I'm definitely not going to say nice, right?
You can't say nice. Let's get into what happens... What makes ice to begin with?
Yeah. I don't know.
Three phases of water.
So you think Cockney rhyming slang for ice should be three phases of water?
No, I think we get somewhere like your daughter or I don't know, but you get a little further.
Three phases of water,
ice,
daughter.
What's the ice cream stand? What's that little jingle that they play? Astropop. I don't know.
So Astropop.
It needs to be a step or two. It's got to take a weird left. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Cockney.
Well, I don't know about... You know what? You're right.
My opinion. This is your amazing show, and this, I'm only calling to voice my opinion.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. I definitely appreciate the context and your opinion and everything. But you were right. I am going to hang up on you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Just lost a call. I should have hung up on him earlier. Nice to hear from you, Wilson, but... I wasn't entirely sure what you were saying there. 201-536-9368 is the new number because we're in Studio B in anticipation for what? Ah! I hit my head. The marathon, the FMU marathon in 2 weeks. Get your wallets ready to pledge to the DJ. Bucci, not anyone else. Caller, you
hey,
got Bucci. Your Bucci. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Yeah, it's Daniel from Portage Park.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What is your Cockney rhyming
okay,
slang?
I got one. It's very Chicagoan.
Oh, okay. I love it.
Lake shake faking.
Lake shake faking. Lake
yep,
shake.
It means you're trying to act tough, but you're freezing.
Huh? What is it rhyming with?
Lake and shake.
Yeah, lake
shake.
Lake shake fake. Lakeshore Drive. Lake.
Sure. Yeah. You know, but like the lakefront. You're freezing. You know, you're freezing, no. But you're acting tough about it. You're shake faking.
Okay, so lake shake fake meaning you're just cold next to the Lake Michigan.
It means you're trying to be tough, but you're cold. No.
Drake. Okay, but...
You don't like...
Well, the thing about this is, you know, I do like you, but I hate your idea because what I'm saying is the Cockney rhyming slang needs to rhyme with the thing that it's referencing. So again, I'm saying whistle and bone or Daniel Craig meaning leg or Knicks and Netflix and stuff like that. So the lake shake fake should rhyme with something that has those sounds in it. You know what I'm saying there?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, just Wikipedia, just look up, you know what? Look up Cockney rhyming slang, and then give me a call back with an idea.
Sounds good, bud.
Okay, bye. He's not going to do that. So, yeah, and I also want some, like I said, definite articles, like A, or, but, and because I'm sick and tired of writing those things, I'd like to write something else. For them, I've got pages and pages of Cockney rhyming slang, but it's all old stuff. Like, why? See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, pot of tea, cryptocurrency. I lost everything in a pot of tea. Or I'm so rich because of the pot of tea. Or pour me some cryptocurrency. Now. We can go both ways. See how the rhyme goes? My Dennis Rodman hates me. That would be Godson. Me. That's slightly weird. So my dentist hates me. Oh, your dentist hates you? No, my Dennis Rodman hates me. We all have a little Dennis Rodman hater in us. It causes lots of acid reflux.
Lots of acid reflux.
Man. Yeah, again, new number, 201-536-9368. No, wait. Yes, 536-9368. That is the new number. So stop calling the old number desperately, crying over and over again. No one's picking up. Mom, Dad, Bucci isn't picking up. He hates me. I don't necessarily.
Bucci, promise.
Yeah, so I'm looking for these words. He's like, you know, these nice old Cockney words. Something that would be wouldn't be out of place in a kitchen sink drama. You know, those kitchen sink British movies in the 60s. I want to say early 60s, you know, Lindsay Anderson, that director, or Richard Harris. I think he was probably one of the actors. Anyway, it was like this real stripped down look at the British working class, and they love the Cockney rhyming slang. After I did all that cocaine, or no, after I drank all that coffee, I'm feeling very Kira. So what does that mean? I'm trying to say, after I drank all that coffee, I'm feeling very sprightly or Keira Knightley. Let's get ready to Tom Hardy party. You bought the wrong color tiles, or you bought the wrong kind of Harry Styles. Those Harrys suck. I'm sorry, Mrs. Bucci. I told you I would buy the tiles. Yeah, but you're so busy. I don't want these cream-colored tiles. I mean, Harry Styles's. Do you want me to... I can read some of my novel. Why don't I do that? All right, you go down. So this is just an introductory. This is just an introductory paragraph. This is the first paragraph, I would say. I'm still reworking it and reworking it. So let's just start it off. It was Tuesday. Tuesday. And that is in the echo is in the story. It was Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m., and Bucci was on the air at WFMU, building a dream charcuterie board. Things were going well, very well, actually. So far, he had ham, Sprite, and haggis on the charcuterie board, with lots of room left. And it says, ha, 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 ha. Then a dizzy, swoony feeling came over him. The studio seemed transparent, like it was painted on the sky. More after this call. Caller Igabuchi. You're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Yeah, hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, this is Steve.
Steve. Oh, are you my friend, Steve? Is this my friend? Do I know this, Steve?
We're friends on social media.
Ah, so then we are friends. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, Steve, what is your Cockney rhyming slang? Like, Bucci rhyming colloquialisms.
Bucci rhyming.
Yeah, so like
colloquialism.
For, Doritos, you could say... So like pass me the Cheetos.
Yes. That means
and
Doritos.
It means Doritos.
Right. That is what I'm looking for. It's a nice, clear way of saying pass me the... But if a cop comes by, they're like, oh, they're exchanging Doritos. But no, we're exchanging Cheetos.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. It can go the other way, too, right?
Yeah, then there's Fritos. I don't know what
Fritos. Well, you know, if Doritos could Cheetos could be a Cockney rhyming slang for Doritos, and then Fritos can be a Cockney rhyming slang for Cheetos.
But what happens when you're at a Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
And then so you
paint the picture. So I'm at a Super Bowl party. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm not that sorry. And then there's bowls of Fritos, Cheetos, and Doritos.
Yes.
Maybe it's a whole...
Yes. Utopia. So you would say, if you wanted the Cheetos, you would say pass the Doritos. If you wanted the Fritos, you would say pass the Cheetos. And if you wanted the Doritos... No, if you wanted the Fritos, you would say pass the Doritos. That's the circle of the slang.
Because it goes back around.
It goes back around. Like Earl friggin' Burroughs. All right, Steve. Good to hear from you. My buddy, I love you. I gotta stop saying that. That is seriously upsetting. What is going on? I think I'm having a stroke. Stop telling the callers that you love them. It's the wrong drop. All right. I'm gonna go back to reading my novel. I'm going to say the last sentence. Bucci is doing his show. It's going very well. The topic is dream charcuterie. Lots of people are calling to 201-536-9368. And then a dizzy and swoony feeling. Everything has come over him, and it's foggy and swoony, and the studio melts away. And here's the next paragraph. The last thing that Bucci heard was that guy Zachary who calls complaining about something. And then bang!
Bucci.
He's right in the pea super, smoke and cobble slosh. Gas twinkles blinking boats, bells going King Kong. Bucci stared off at his tins like a Captain Kirk, clocking there's no airwave. Oh my God, said the DJ, I'm in France.
Oh my God.
I'm in France. Caller Igabuchi.
What's
Hello? I got banana.
Who's this?
Banana scooter computer.
Oh, that's good.
Check it out on the banana.
Banana scooter computer.
Yep.
Great.
You got to check it on the banana, but it's the banana scooter.
Yeah. So use it in a sentence there. Oh, I think you already did, but use it in a nicer sentence.
Okay, I had to check this recipe, you know, that involved garlic, so I had it out on the banana scooter.
On the banana scooter, right.
Yeah.
You have to learn to make pasta without looking at the banana scooter.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Or, whoa, what's that on your banana scooter?
Yeah, or the disco noodle.
What's that, disco noodle?
Well, the disco noodle can be, you know, could be a labradoodle or a
labradoodle, yeah, or
type of mood. Like, I mean, a kind of disco.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little disco. I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Feeling disco.
Okay. I that's really good. Thanks, man. Banana scooter computer. I love this Jenny McCarthy image on my Adele's banana scooter computer. So Adele would be Cockney rhyming slang for Adele. Adele computer. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, my dear friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Farmington Downripple.
Oh, Farmington Downripple. How are you doing, my lord?
It's a fine day in Yorkshire.
Yeah. Okay, so you must know all about, you must have a whole glossary of Cockney rhyming slang or in your head. So give me some.
Why, you are a Rhode Island Red. True?
Yes, I am. I'm from the biggest little, as they call it.
Quite the state. Are you familiar with the band's Drop Dead?
Yes, I am.
What genre of music do they play?
Grindcore.
Power violence.
Or power violence.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And when you dance to power violence, what type of dance do you do?
I don't know. You tell me, Southington cream colored.
A mosh pit slam.
Mosh pit slam. That's the slang. Mosh pit slam.
Yes. No. No, indeed.
Oh, my God. Okay, just tell me.
When sour silence booms from the PA, posh grit sham shall grow apace.
What does that mean?
When the power violence emanates from the public address system,
yes,
a mosh pit slam will grow to a tremendous rotating circle.
Yes, I do like that. Yes, that is very good. See, that's exactly the kind of clear sentence that I'm looking for that will confuse the cops. And maybe I'll put, you know what? Maybe in this novel about Victorian England, I should maybe try to introduce some of these Cockneys to Drop Dead.
That would not go
because,
too well, I do.
No, I think it would. They just weren't exposed to it back then. There was a hole, a power violence-shaped hole in their life that they didn't know was there.
I believe they are ACAB.
Oh, well, that's good. As are many Cockneys.
Indeed, you do.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Jimmington Large Nipples. All right. Jesus. See, there you go. I like that. I like Cockney rhyming slang that references Drop Dead. Hey, Micah, how are you? Do you know any Cockney rhyming slang? Do you want any new Cockney rhyming slang? Or do you have a piece of Cockney rhyming slang that you always liked?
No.
Oh, God. You know what? Micah and For Micah would be working very well. Oh, man, I have such a problem with this For Micah table. Micah.
I what?
Micah For Micah. They rhyme. That's the the Cockney rhyming slang for your name is For Micah. What's the confusion? I feel like I need to pull up the Wikipedia thing for Cockney rhyming slang. As usual, right at the end of the show, full board. Call you got Bucci.
Hey Bucci, it's Bandit.
Oh hey Bandit, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Quick, what's some Cockney rhyming slang?
There is isn't any rhyming. Leslie Hope
rhyming
in the bathroom.
Colloquialism.
Say it again.
there isn't any Leslie Hope in the bathroom.
Okay, what does that mean, Leslie Hope?
Soap.
Soap. Oh, my God. Oh, I love that sweet-smelling Irish Leslie.
Alternatively, you could use Bob Hope.
For soap, right?
Yeah.
Or I saw, you know, I saw the soap perform, and man, that guy belongs. He should have retired years ago.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. Caller Igabuchi. Last call, real fast.
Hey, it's
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Brian from Hobo.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So what is what's your Cockney rhyming slang? Abuchi rhyming colloquialisms.
For Bucci. Winter, I'm buying bunions.
Say it again?
For winter?
Yeah.
I'm buying bunions.
Buying bunions. Is that shopping onions or something? Buying?
Frying onions.
Oh, frying onions. What does that mean?
I'm actually literally frying onions right now.
Okay, goodbye. All right, up next is the music of Mind Control with Formica.
Ooh.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Till next week, who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.